Let's continue with Fisheries Chief Jim Dexter from the Michigan DNR, and we'll keep talking about the Lake Michigan fishery and how all of the states are stocking less fish this upcoming year, and why that is and what we can do to counteract that. So here's some more questions with Jim, Chief of the Fisheries for the Michigan DNR, continued from last hour's Outdoor Reports. By stocking more fish, it isn't necessarily going to bring the numbers up for the fishery. Is that basically what you're getting at?
Well, what we're doing is we're stocking less fish.
Right.
So we're putting less mouths out there that need a meal. And the reason we're doing that is, you know, the fishery really centers around Chinook. That's what everybody wants. I mean, the steelhead are great, especially for the rivers, and that's what we manage that fishery for, is a return fishery to the rivers. Everyone loves the coho, the brown trout, and when they have to go out and they can't find some of those species, they're more than happy to catch lake trout. But what really drives the Chinook fishery and these other species also eat are alewives. And we have very few alewives left in the lake. The ones that are there are very young, and they're not of reproductive age yet. So what we're trying to do is to ensure that the predators that are out there don't eat all the young alewives, so there's nothing left to reproduce in the future. We've got to let them get big enough so that they can reproduce and give us more alewives to continue to fuel the fishery. Historically, we would have 8, 9, 10 year classes of alewives, and the year classes, all that means is a certain year, you know, 2016 year class of alewife. Those are the ones that were born this year. We used to have upwards of 10 of those. Right now we're down to 3. And that's not a good situation to be in, because the older an alewife is, the higher its reproductive capacity. The smaller it is, not as many eggs. And right now we've got a lot of small alewives out there.
We're talking with Fisheries Chief Jim Dexter for the Michigan DNR, and we're talking specifically about the lowering of planting of fish around Lake Michigan by all of the different states, including Michigan. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is, I've heard that coho, steelhead versus king salmon, Chinook, king salmon are less likely to adapt to the situation right now, where steelhead and coho, it sounds like, are more readily adapting to eating gobies, for instance. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very, very true. All the other species have adapted to eating gobies and have a diversified diet. Chinook salmon, 95% of what they eat is alewives. You go to a coho, a steelhead, a brown, and it's less than that. And I can't give you what the exact percentage is, but they are definitely diversifying. We're also learning this year that Chinook are starting to diversify over on Lake Huron, which there are no alewives over in Lake Huron, but this year anglers are starting to catch some Chinook that are actually finding gobies, which is very interesting to us. So that will probably end up happening in Lake Michigan at some point in the future, but you got to remember, there have been no alewives on Lake Huron for 12 years now. That's a long period.
We got more to go. I got more tough questions for Fisheries Chief Jim Dexter from the Michigan DNR, including stocking more coho versus king salmon, why that might be a good idea, and also talk about the cost of different trout and species that are raised in our hatcheries. So stay tuned for the next part of this conversation later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.